試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2024年度第1回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer,And mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Greg, a bunch of the tiles around the sink are coming loose.
I noticed that. Some of them need to be replaced.
Can you take care of it?
Yes, but we won't be able to use the sink for a couple of days.
We only had the kitchen redone 2 years ago. It seems too soon for this.
Well, there's not really any way to avoid it. It's probably something we'll have to deal with every so often.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 2.
Hello, I'd like to make a change to my hotel reservation.
Okay, what can I help with?
When I made my reservation, I booked my stay for 5 days starting on April 15th, but I need to change that to April 19th.
I can definitely do that. However, there will be an extra charge.
Why is that?
There's no charge for changing reservations.But you're shifting from a weekday only stay to one that goes over the weekend.
Question. What does the man tell the woman? Number 3.
Are you ready for your marathon this weekend? I know you've been preparing for months.
Yeah.The weather forecast looks great, and I know you'll be there cheering me on.
You bet. There'll be places for you to get water, but I'll also give you some energy bars.
Everything will be great, as long as my knee doesn't cause problems. It's feeling strong right now, but it hasn't fully recovered from my accident.
If it's hurting at any point, you should stop.
Question.What does the man say about the marathon? Number 4.
Good night, Karim. See you in the morning.
Good night. Oh, you drove to the office today, right? Make sure you avoid Highway 402 completely.
Why is that?
Apparently, there was a major collision near Maple Boulevard.
Are you serious? That's my exit.
Well, you could make a detour on Kent Street instead.
That's a good idea. It's a few miles longer, but it's better than sitting in traffic.
Question. What will the woman likely do? Number 5.
I don't like this laundry soap you bought. Our clothes smell strange.
Are you sure it's the detergent? I think we might have mold growing in our machine.
I never thought of that. Maybe we should wash it out with vinegar or something.
Good idea. I'll check online and see if I can get some tips on how to do it.
Okay. I hope it works. I'd hate to pay a lot of money for a professional cleaner to do it, much less buy a new machine.
Question. What do the man and the woman decide to do? Number 6.
Our gym membership is expiring next month. Do you want to renew? I'm pretty sure the cost hasn't changed.
I don't know. I'm there so infrequently.
I haven't been there since I started running, so I'm going to let mine expire. You used to take morning classes every week. Have you gotten tired of them?
I just haven't been able to find the time lately. I have all those early meetings.
Well, think it over and let me know what you decide.
Question. What is one thing the woman says?
Number 7.
Dana, can you tidy up, please? Your friends left a huge mess here last night.
Sure, Mark. I'll do it this evening after I get back from my chemistry class.
I'm having people over to study in the living room this afternoon. I don't think it's too much to ask that we both keep the common areas clean.
You know I'm busy studying for finals. Can't you just tidy up this time? I'll do it next time, I promise.
No, I'm not cleaning up for you anymore.
Question. Why is the man upset with the woman?
Number 8.
Do you know what time the catering company will be bringing the food for lunch during today's workshop?
At 11, but there's been a change in the menu. The lasagna has been replaced by ham sandwiches because of a problem with their ovens. Dessert will still be vanilla ice cream.
We really need to find a new catering service. We keep having these problems. Last time, they didn't even bring enough food for everyone attending.
I agree. Let's get through today and then look into other companies.
Question. What does the man say about today's lunch?
Number 9.
Professor Kendall, I went over the comments you left on my paper. Can I ask you some clarifying questions?
Sure.
You said we should follow the style guide specified on the course webpage. So I looked up how to make the citations list according to those guidelines. But from your comment, it sounds like I did something wrong?
Your citations list is okay, but the body of your paper needs to be spaced differently. And the size of the font is too small. Please use 12-point size.
Ah, okay. Now I understand.
Question. What problem did the professor find with the man's paper?
Number 10.
You're leaving on vacation soon, right?
Yeah, tomorrow is my last day in the office for 2 weeks. But that reminds me, what's the protocol around here for souvenirs? Am I expected to bring something for everyone? This is my first vacation since I started working here.
You're so nice to ask. Some people bring back local treats and leave them in the break room for everyone to share.
Okay, I'll stick with food then. Any dietary restrictions or allergies I should know about?
Not that I'm aware of.
Question. What does the man want to know more about?
Number 11.
Ah, Pei Ling, I'm glad to see you. I can't get into the building, and our meeting is about to start. Do you know the key code?
Oh no, I don't have the code either. I'm surprised it's locked. I thought there were night classes in this building.
Me too. I wonder if the others were able to get in, or if they're also locked out, but at a different entrance.
I'll text Kayla. She made the arrangements for the meeting space with the university administrators. She'll know what to do.
Question. Why was the man happy to see Pei Ling?
Number 12.
Will you be joining us for the neighborhood meeting on Friday afternoon, Russell?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. My kid's school doesn't have an after-school program, so I have to pick her up at 4 o'clock sharp.
That's too bad. You bring such a valuable perspective with your past work experience in the city government.
I could come late, but I don't know how long I'd be able to stay. My daughter will get impatient. She's only 6.
Maybe we should consider providing childcare for our meetings. Then more neighbors with children might come.
Question. What do we learn about the man?